Let us pray. Lord God, draw our hearts and minds into your Lord this day. Let your grace shine on us as we hear your word and share in your supper. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Advent season began with one candle to light. And today we light four candles for this Advent season. We come awash in morning sunlight, piercing the darkness of winter days. Four candles lead us to Emmanuel. The candles bring us to the love of Christ, the one who became flesh, whom we worship on this Sunday morning. His love comes to us in light. It comes us every morning and fills us with this great light. Despite violence and conflict, we seek Christ's love. Amid the fears of recession and hatred, we hear Christ's love. When the season brings sadness and loneliness to some people, we pray for God's grace to be with us. And like the psalmist, we say, "Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved." For figuratively, we walk in the love of Christ. And literally, we affirm the values of God's peace and goodwill, and our faith, our hope, and our love. God's grace comes to us this Sunday morning, often in unpredictable moments. When our hearts grow weary, in darkness of sin and sadness, in cancer and dementia, we want to hear of God's grace and the Messiah's love for us. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, I like the song by Professor Lutheran Professor William Wold, hymn 240. He wrote, "Light one candle to watch for Messiah. Let the light banish darkness." And then in the fourth verse he said, "Light four candles to watch for Messiah. Let the light banish darkness. He's coming to tell the glad tidings. Let your light be shining." It's set to a Yiddish folk song. And in spite of this, we hear Isaiah's prophecy that spoke of a Messiah, Emmanuel, God come to us. During this time, Isaiah spoke of God's divine promise during God's judgment. This visionary message is found when the Lord will come to seek a great day of universal reign of shalom, or peace. Our salvation, our divine peace, will make an appearance in the darkness, where sin will become obsolete, oppression will disappear, war will come to an end for God's people. It's unlike the Pax Romana, the peace of God, which the Roman emperors promised to those conquered nations. Isaiah's prophecy states that God's peace cannot be canceled by war or oppression, that God's grace cannot be extinguished by evil or hatred. God's holiness gathers people of every tongue and nation into one great realm. So God's plan shines in our midst that cannot be banished at this time of the year, any time of year. It shines forth to the world. The world cannot extinguish it. And the light from these Advent candles bring us once again to the love of Christ. Because that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? It's about the love of Christ come to us in our midst. Emmanuel, God with us. And we hear today in our gospel reading, the Gospel of Matthew. It comes to us as we hear about Joseph and Mary, when God's plan came to fruition through the angel's message. Joseph followed the course of best action. He was consistent with his righteous character. He trusted in God's message. Instead of being self-righteous, he humbly recognized what the angel commanded him to do. He was unwilling to go back from his engagement to young Mary when he found her to be with child. Despite the struggles he had with those religious leaders and the neighbors, he went forth. You know, strangely, we don't hear about those struggles in Matthew's gospel. We only hear that Joseph made the decision to wed this young woman. He followed the angel's command and became the husband of Mary and the earthly father of our Lord. Joseph trusted the Lord God. His obedience brought him joy, but later it brought him pain as he tried to escape from King Herod's rage. According to Matthew, when the babe was born, they named him Jesus, meaning God saves. And later, this child receives these precious gifts from the Magi. Read the story once again, the story of humble Joseph, and notice how little impact Joseph has on the world, because seldom do we hear his name, except in this birth story. After all, Joseph had very few of the world's goods. He was a carpenter. He certainly had no position of importance. Yet Joseph did make a great difference in the life of Mary and the birth story. He made a difference in God's divine plan. He shows us what impact when we trust God's mercy. In many ways, you and I can be surprised how much of an impact each one of us can make on another person's life. As minor as the impact may seem to be to other people's, it's important to God, and it's really important to us. Through acts of kindness and compassion and sharing, each one of us can make an impact on the world, just like Joseph did long ago. Through our words and deeds, I find it interesting that the other day I read where Andy Murray, the famous tennis player, decided to donate the winnings from this past year to the children of Ukraine. He said, "I'm in the fortunate position to try to make some sort of difference, so hopefully the money that's been received through UNICEF can help some of the children who have been affected in Ukraine." $630,000 is given to UNICEF to help these children in Ukraine. And just think of the impact we have in other people's lives, especially when there's sickness or illness or tragedy or violence. Joseph followed God's command and became the husband of Mary. The Gospel of Matthew lets us know that all this was to fulfill what God had spoken. He was calm during this visit of the message. He became Mary's wife, and according to Matthew, he named the child Jesus, meaning Savior. And so, we hear this great story this morning. The great story Matthew tells of Jesus' birth. They were servants of God accountable to the Lord. They were able to follow God's directive despite the negative voices of the neighbors and those religious leaders. There was no time for selfishness. They followed the Lord's humble way. God's Spirit comes to us this morning as we hear this story, the good news. Even though we may not hear an angel's voice this morning, we do read the passage from Isaiah. We listen to scripture passages and sing hymns of Christ's birth. And we think of the love of Christ this day. The love of Christ who comes to us. So we accept this story from Matthew. And we share it to the world. The story of humble Joseph and Mary. The birth of Emmanuel, God with us. I especially like the story about the Episcopal priest from Philadelphia, Reverend Philip Brooks. He wrote this story of visiting Jerusalem in the late 1800s. He saw this bright light shining on the town of Bethlehem. It shone in the darkness of the streets. It encouraged him to write "A Little Town of Bethlehem," which he will sing on Christmas Eve. Listen to that first verse. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." Our hopes and our fears are met with Christ today. In Christ's love, we share one another's the good news of God's grace come to us. So amidst of inflation and violence, amidst the fears and worries, let us share the good news that God comes to us in Christ Jesus. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us this day. We hear the Christmas angel, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. The good news this Christmas day, this Christmas season, this Adventide. Amen. We need one.